them up.
What about the real big ones that are yellowish kind of flat? Them well, are...
You got them, but I don't fool with them. I never did.
Fool with them what?
Them large beans.
Lima, you ever?
Lima beans, or you used to call them Martian beans, that all kind of name from. But I always like these others the best. It's a small butter bean.
Yeah.
And the flavor's better. Now, them there, the only thing, you know, you have to let them stay there till they'll shell. That's the only way you eat a butter bean, you know. You just got to let them stay there and you shell them out, you know, and then put them up.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Charlie, did you ever get them speckle kind?
Butter beans?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Speckle.
You could term these, I guess. I guess you could.
Yeah. Well, now, then them kind of beans that you eat them pod and all there.
Oh, snap beans.
Snap beans.
Yeah, well, you pick them tender before they reach the age of shell, you know, before they get much kernel in them. And you just snap them up about an inch long, you know. And that's the only bean I'm supposed to eat now. I'm not fool about them.
And, you know, you might cut the top off a mess of turnips and make some...
Well, you can cook turnip greens, they call them, but people usually cook the tops and the roots together, or else just cook the straight out roots.
Yeah. Any other kind of greens you might make?
Mustard is one of the mainest greens grown in this country. And I've seen people make your turnip the tops and your mustard together and cook it. It's good that way too.
Did you ever see people eat poke or anything?
Yes, sir, I have years back, but that goes way back. That grows wild, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can recollect my old granddaddy eat one or two messes every spring.
What for?
They call it poke greens. I don't know, he just liked it.
Yeah, suppose it thinned your blood. Huh?
I don't know what it done, but he liked it.
Yeah.
But that's been too long ago. But they did. I never did. Never fooled with them.
Yeah. Now that kind of leafy vegetable you grow, put in salads?
Oh, you're talking about... You might be talking about sage.
Raise a couple of head of...
Sage is for seasoning meat.
Yeah.
Let's see, how do you say that? How do you call that? I don't know what I ain't got on it.
Well, now, the type corn, the outside of an ear of corn is a...
Well, you call it the shuck.
Okay.
And that covers it.
Yeah. You usually, the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob is...
roasting ears.
Yeah.
Yeah, roasting ears.
Did you, when you were... getting the shuck off the corn, then they had all that kind of stuff on the...
Silk.
Yeah.
You call it the silk, you know, that little...
The beard.
It's kind of like hair, you know.
Yeah.
You had to clean all that off, you know. You pick that out good, you know, take a fork or something.
Yeah.
Clean that all that good.
And at the top of the stalk was the...
Tossing.
Tossing, yeah.
Fed the your corn.
Yeah. Did you have
that's
that
where
big...
you got to pollen.
Did you have that big kind of orange thing that you'd make at Thanksgiving? You'd make a pie out of it?
You talking about pumpkin?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we used to grow some. I've never grown a lot of them. I grew some pumpkin. They still grow a few around.
Yeah. And
pumpkin pies, you know, that was a big goal for Thanksgiving, you know.
Yeah.
Pumpkin pies, you know. And then you'd make jack-o'-lanterns out of them, you know, cut up eyes and mouth in them and put a light back there in them and set them out at night. Jack-o'-lanterns, they were pretty comical.
And the thing that you made, well, the yellow crookneck vegetable.
Cushaw.
Cushaw?
Mm-hmm.